The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair booked into San Luis Obispo County Jail. Pass Ripples Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. 70-year-old David Leader was placed as chairperson of TAG following the resignation of former chair Jennifer Jones and the removal of former vice chair Murray Powell. During his time, Leader is facing 25 criminal misdemeanor charges for violating trespassing restraining orders from his neighbors in Templeton. Neighbors allege that Leader shouted obscenities, made threats, and repeatedly harassed them. This hearing on Friday was on whether he violated the restraining orders. County Superior Court Judge Aaron Childs found that he was in violation, and Leader was taken into custody at the end of the hearing, booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. His trial is scheduled to begin on April 27th. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced earlier this week that the 2026 burn season is now closed. Atascadero Fire strongly encourages residents to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as Waste Alternatives Green Waste Recycling Center or the Chicago Grade Landfill. Property owners found to be in violation will be cited. For more information, you can reach out to Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services with questions. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. After more than 20 years serving on the Passerville City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at the end of last night's meeting he will not seek re-election. Hammond was appointed to serve as mayor after the passing of late Mayor Steve Martin. His term will end in 2026. It is up for election this November. Here are some segments of Hammond's speech in last night's meeting.
Public service has always been one of the greatest honors of my life. Throughout that time, my focus has been helping Passerobles grow in a thoughtful and responsible way while preserving the character that makes our community such a special, special place to live, work, and raise a family. It's been a great honor and privilege to work alongside my fellow colleagues on the council, professional city staff. That it's just amazing to see what you have achieved in your lives and how you helped the city and all our residents. I'm tremendously proud of the work we have accomplished, and I am also deeply grateful for you, the trust, and the community that have placed in me over the years. I believe leadership also recognizes when it's time to pass the torch and allow new voices and perspectives to step forward. And I'm confident that the next generation of leaders will continue to build on the foundation that we've been working on and put down.
Currently, there is only one candidate who has filed for mayor. It is William Britton. The Passerville Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. The newly established Art and Culture Board will advise the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places within city-owned or controlled areas. The board will assist with determining placement locations, reviewing submissions, and selecting qualifying artworks for installation. The board is made up of 5 members, and they will meet quarterly with additional meetings scheduled as needed. To establish staggered terms, the first appointments to the board will consist of partial terms and full terms of different years, with partial term holders able to apply for full terms at the conclusion. Applications are due to the city by Thursday, April 30th. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for either Wednesday, May 13th, or Thursday, May 14th. Applications are also available for other city advisory bodies, including the Youth Commission and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Padres 7-1, the Dodgers over the Blue Jays 8-1, the Braves beat the Angels 7-2, the Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0, the Yankees beat the Athletics 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, Padres will go against the Pirates, and the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Mavericks 116-103, the Warriors over the Kings 110-105, the Thunder beat the Lakers 123-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder. In California news, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers shot a man yesterday morning in Northern California. ICE says the man, Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, was an 18th Street gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. Dash cam footage shows several ICE agents surrounding the vehicle of Hernandez. The vehicle reverses, its passenger door colliding with the ICE vehicle behind it, before driving forward with a sharp left turn. An ICE agent fires at the driver, and the vehicle jumps to the center divide and into the opposing lanes. An attorney representing the Hernandez family says he is in stable condition. The family denies all allegations that he was affiliated with gangs. Firefighters battled a massive warehouse fire in San Bernardino County yesterday morning into the afternoon. Multiple agencies responded to the fire at about 12:30 a.m., where a 1 million square foot warehouse in Ontario caught flames, escalating to a 6-alarm incident. The fire was mopped up by noon. Investigators say they believe the fire was intentionally started by an employee. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. Here on the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Deere & Company has reached a settlement in the ongoing right to repair lawsuit, bringing the case to a close with no finding of wrongdoing. Now, they say the agreement includes funding for a class settlement and continued access to repair tools, manuals, and diagnostic software for customers and independent service providers. Supporters of Right to Repair, like Farmers Union, say it's a good start. In fact, this week I talked with Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Chad Franke out of Wyoming, who told me they look forward to working with Deere & Company and the other equipment manufacturers on this very important issue.
We're still looking for the exact details on the settlement that John Deere just agreed to, but we really hope that it's a win for farmers. Farmers and ranchers can't wait to get a tractor or a combine or any other equipment into the dealership. They need to be able to fix it themselves, or they need to be able to go to an independent repair person.
Now, to read more about Deere & Company reaching a settlement in this Right to Repair lawsuit, you can visit our sister network's website, which is westernagnetwork.com. Ranchers, don't miss the 11th annual Montana Maternal and 5th annual Semternal Production Sale, Friday, April 10th in Baker, Montana. A powerful set of Angus and Simmental genetics featuring Sons of Ace and Jameson, SAV Abundance, and more, built for maternal strength and longevity. All bulls are fertility tested and backed by a first breeding season guarantee with free delivery across Montana and adjoining states. Sale time is 1 o'clock. View catalog and videos at open8genetics.com or bid online at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor scorned a state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ends up reducing overall earnings as employers shorten the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments last week during an April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University, Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. You're right, Villaraigosa said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic Report, brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic hazard on Highway 41 just outside of Atascadero near Toro Creek Road. This is in the southbound lanes of Highway 41. CHP says that there is a mattress in the lane. This was reported at about 6:18 this morning. CHP has a unit en route. Again, CHP reports there is a mattress in one of the southbound lanes of Highway 41 outside of Atascadero near Toro Creek Road. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with a 70% chance of showers, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are jumping. Dow futures have been up more than 1,300 points after President Trump agreed to a two-week ceasefire with Iran if the Strait of Hormuz is reopened. The global oil price, Brent crude, has slipped to the $92 a barrel range. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil at $93. Both have recently been trading higher than $100 a barrel. Airline stocks are higher on optimism. Fuel prices will be coming down. Delta Airlines shares up 12%. Delta lost money in the recent quarter, though, because it was paying more for fuel. Travel demand held up in the quarter. Still, the airline is telling travelers to brace for higher fares and fewer flights. And Levi Strauss shares are up 10% after a better-than-expected quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with the best gas prices. All right, 238. 5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition. Right choice. Coming up this afternoon, Sound Off, Karen will have on it's Gaia Powell. She's running for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, and also they'll be talking about, obviously, the election and why she thinks she is the one, and also some alleged fraud charges. So that could be kind of fun this afternoon. Enjoy that here on The Right Choice. All right, let's see here. Got a couple of things in already. This one is... Tag in Templeton. All right. Why would anyone want someone on their board who is facing so many criminal charges? The board should vote him off, or he should do the right thing and resign. Leave your ego at the door. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. And then also on the text we have, sad to see Mr. Mayor is retiring and not seeking re-election. Hopefully it won't be a conspiracy of why he isn't. Also, I hope him and Mr. Lewis can spend more time together. Well, thank you. He'll have more free time. So, but John, he'll probably fly his plane a little more, do some skiing. I don't know. But anyway, it's a long time to be on anything, 20 years. Okay, let's see. There was something else. Oh, the Paso Robles City Council, they denied the appeal for that issue, shall we say, going out at the Ravine Water Park. You may have heard about it. And the Planning Commission approved an amendment to add some of the things that the folks at the Ravine wanted to do, including a no-splash pool and a hot tub. And one of the reasons I saw on this is... It was Ranch and Coast Properties. They appealed the project in February, alleging issues with the project's description. And there's a list. And then one of them I saw that airport flight zone compatibility. I wonder if that would be included with anything that is being built out in that area, which we already know a lot of things have already been built out in that area. All right. Well, anyway, the Ravine, by the way, I'll have... because we scheduled this back in, February or March. Mr. Butterfield will be on, what day here? The 20th. I'll have him on with me, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, April 20th. All right, good timing. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, we know that the state of California, we have issues with our roads. And... some of the issues are leading to the state to consider this mileage tax. Mileage tax because, well, they're getting less money from gas tax because partially the government pushed for electric vehicles. Gee. So we don't have enough money. So because it goes into the general fund, by the way. So your governor, once again, is advancing a plan that could funnel hundreds of millions in road dollars and he's pitching it as a cleaner jet fuel initiative. Now, the credit drawn from funds voters designated for highways and local streets could also raise gas prices for most drivers. So we're going to have, or could have, more diverted money in the, again, this is here, hundreds of millions of dollars. Boy, can't wait for that. The roads will get better. And then we'll have to have more taxes and so forth to pay for it, even though the money's getting diverted for other things. All right. And there are, it's kind of interesting. It's people on both sides, and I mean political sides, are for and against it. Although the environment, the environmentalists who are not necessarily on board with this idea, because they want to see more money spent on effective alternatives like mass transit. Chris, you used mass transit when you were down in college, didn't you?
Sort of. I mean, I took the bus a few times.
All right. If given the given the opportunity and there was more available, would you use it?
Yeah, I didn't mind it all that much at all.
Okay, so I'm just assuming they're probably short drives or trips, right?
Sort of. It would be like, you know, a trip from here to, let's say, maybe around Templeton or closer to Atascadero, because despite being called, you know, UC Santa Barbara, it's in Goleta.
Right. Okay, so 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 tops?
Yeah, about that. It was mostly going to downtown Santa Barbara, wherever I had some stuff to do.
Okay, and you found it convenient.
I did, yes. In fact, you know, it's part of the convenience was that I didn't have to deal with the traffic myself. That was on the bus driver.
Well, there is that, and I'm assuming that you could maybe get some stuff done while you were on the bus.
Yeah, I didn't. I could read if I needed to, which I didn't. I usually just kind of sat there and basked in the air conditioner, but
taking in the scenery.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's all different. And let's see here. I grew up in an area when I was a kid, you know, real little, that public transportation was readily available. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that my sister did not get her driver's license till she was in her mid to late 20s. And my grandmother, Nana, she never got a driver's license. She lived her entire life. Well, she was born in the Bronx, but raised right outside there and lived outside there. She never, because the transportation was readily available, and it was pretty darn reliable. I mean, even when there was snow on the streets and so forth, those buses were running. And then also you had the trains, the Penn Central or something like that, or even if you wanted to go further into the boroughs, you can get on the subway. So it was very convenient. And, you know, one of the things is when people are brought up in that environment, it's pretty easy because there's really not an adjustment because you're just used to it. Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does.
You know, because we would ride the bus to school, not a school bus. It was a dime. We'd get on it. And then we'd walk home because you'd goof around as you walk home and stuff like that. And on, if it was really heavy rain, then, you know, someone would pick you up, you know, mom usually along those lines. But if it was snowing, heck, we'd use our book bags to slide down the hills and stuff like that. We'd be soaking wet by the time we got home. Mom didn't seem to care because we were, you know, kids just having fun and stuff like that. But anyway, so and also the other thing too is about, you're talking about condensed areas as opposed to California, which we all know is wide open and we like to go places, we like to do things, and the convenience and so forth and so on of that as well. So, you know, again, people back there, they still use public transportation because it is pretty darn reliable, although it is getting a little costly. But in some cases, again, I'll use a family example. My brother lives in Maryland, and he's only been there for a couple of years, he still has his dentist and another doctor in where he lived in New York, and it's cheaper for him to get on the train than it is for him to, you know, drive 3 hours. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
Yeah, I'm riding the local RTA because I'm a senior citizen. I bought a 31-day pass where I can go to any of the RTA routes, which would take me anywhere. I could go anywhere between here and Santa Maria, and then all the way up to San Simeon if I wanted, and Cayucas, but for a 31-day pass for $23.50.
Okay, so why, because you're a senior citizen, do you get a discount?
Yeah, that's just the way they do it. It's half price if you're once you're a senior citizen. Once you hit 80, I guess it's free. I told a woman that I used to work with who drives bus that I was 80 now, and she believed me. It really hurt my feelings. I was just kidding her, though. Right. Oh, and then there's a bus.
Take a look at yourself then, huh?
Yeah, I guess she's maybe right. But anyway, I guess there's you can go all the way to Santa Maria on RTA and go to the Santa Maria Transit and then get on a bus. It's called the Clean Air Bus. And somebody told me about this. You'd want to check into it, but it'll go take you to Santa Barbara for $3 from Santa Maria. And it's even got a restroom on it in case you were drinking and need to use the restroom a little bit. But I guess it's supposed to go to Santa Barbara and back two times a day for only $3 from Santa Maria to Santa Barbara.
Do you think at any point that public transportation, which is funded by taxpayers, most of us who don't take mass transportation, should at least charge a fee to where they can break even instead of lose money?
Yeah, I think they should. I can afford to pay more, and I think people should be paying more. There's a lot of people that get it for free. You know, if they're, yeah, there's a lot of people with the free cards that, well, I guess because they're low income and stuff.
Well, you know my thought on when it's public funded, it's not free.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, now, you have a vehicle, right?
Yeah, I got a truck and a car. Both.
Right. How often do you drive them?
I usually, well, if I have a project going, I'll, you know, drive every day if I need to. But other than if without that, I drive them once a week just to exercise them and keep them in running condition.
Yeah, well, that,
you know,
yeah,
maybe
no.
5 miles a week. 5 miles a week when I'm not busy with something.
Well, I don't know much about vehicles, but I'm sure maybe Jimmy or anybody, well, a lot of people would know. Is 5 miles a week enough to keep that, you know, the kind of the juices flowing in a vehicle?
Well, I drive them to where, you know, I get them heated up to maximum temperature. You know, and on in the truck, it's on the freeway.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, on the freeway. And then my older car, I just drive it on the frontage road because it's got 238,000 miles on it with the original engine and tranny. But the car still runs just great and doesn't use a drop of oil yet. It's a Honda Civic, a 90 Honda Civic. Oh, I wish I could find another one of that model with low mileage that, you know, somebody took good care of.
You said it was a 1990?
Yeah, 1990.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Well, you know, one of the things about vehicles from, you know, 90, maybe even going back, but you, cars look different. Now, can you tell the difference between what the SUV is or what some of these cars are? I mean, aren't the body designs pretty much all the same?
Oh, yeah, they are. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars, they try to copy the more expensive ones, and yeah, they all kind of look alike, don't they?
Well, I often wondered, what's it like for somebody who's got, you know, a real expensive, you know, pick the name of the car. And then somebody has a, you know, quite a few, well, from a money standpoint, well, let me clean this up before I even get stupider. All right, suppose somebody has this, you know, they buy this really nice car for $70,000. And then, you know, they're proud, they've earned it and so forth, and they're driving along, and they see another vehicle that looks exactly like it that costs $30,000.
Yeah. I can usually always tell a Tesla. I don't know, there's something about the way they're shaped.
Yeah, yeah. No, those are easy to differentiate from.
Yeah.
The other vehicles, but all the others, even, you know, pickup trucks from, you know, whether it's, well, maybe not Ford, but the Chevy and the GMC, some of them look exactly alike.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's, everybody has their taste, and apparently the design, for whatever reason, I don't know how that works, but maybe that's why a lot of us like looking at old vintage vehicles with those beautiful fancy designs and the chrome and all that kind of stuff.
There was a 56 Chevy convertible the other day. He got off the freeway, you know, to where he would be heading towards Cambria, and he started to make a right-hand turn from the stop light there where it says no right turn on a red. It's got a big sign there. I almost hit him. He pulled with a beautiful big chrome 56 Chevy convertible. I was really surprised. He made a right-hand turn there and doing almost hit me.
Was it the Impala or the Bel Air?
It was, I'm not sure. It looked like the real expensive model.
Hmm. All right, so why have you here? If you had your choice of a vintage car, what one would it be?
Yeah, I would probably want about a 69 SS 396 Chevy convertible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I change very often on what it is. I saw one of these a couple of months ago. It was a 1966 Galaxy 500 forest green convertible with the white interior. And I just loved the combination. It was just, I go, man, I would like to have one of those. But then when I see an old XKE, I want one of those. When I see maybe an old GTO with four on the floor, you know, what, the mid-60s GTO, I look at that and say, man, I'd like to have. So I go back and forth, even with the old T-Birds or the old, you know, the late 50s, early 60s Corvettes. So I change all the time depending on the most recent one I saw.
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line is, in every case, I can't afford them. So why am I teasing myself?
Yeah, there's some nice cars out there.
Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous
you
cars.
Know, you know, my family, we have roots up in Portland, and my aunt never drove because of the transit system, and I think that might be why I like taking the bus, because when we'd go up to visit, we'd take the transit system in Portland, you know, and it was so a lot of fun as a kid. In fact, I'd always pull the cord, you know, to ring the bell to stop, even though we weren't stopping, and I just keep doing it. The bus drivers, they must not like this brat.
Well, we would learn if you did that one or twice, because it was pretty consistent on who your driver was, like when we go to school. And I can remember his last name was Thompson, because he had his name there, and for whatever reason, I just remember that name, Thompson. And if you did that once or twice, he was stopping the bus, and he was coming back, and he was going to give you a nice little education on knock it off.
Yeah. I believe you,
and you did knock it off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time.
Okay. Take care, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. You too. All right, folks. Now, Chris, you didn't do the stopping thing. Do they even have those on buses anymore?
What do you mean the stopping thing?
You know, the cord or rope up on above the window.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. It's been a few years since I've rode a bus, but yeah.
Yeah, they would just randomly stop. It wasn't necessarily a bus stop. I mean, certainly there was designated ones, but anyway, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. Neighbors of 70-year-old David Leader filed restraining orders against him, alleging harassment, trespassing, and threats. A judge found him to be in violation of these orders, and he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Paso Robles Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. The newly established board will advise the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places within city-owned or controlled areas. Applications are due April 30th. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for the middle of May. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. and Iran agreeing to a two-week ceasefire as diplomatic negotiations to end the conflict continue.
Iran's foreign minister then said, quote, if attacks against Iran are halted, our powerful armed forces will cease their defensive operations for a period of 2 weeks. Safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, President Trump calling it a big day for world peace. Republican Clay Fuller winning Marjorie Taylor Greene's former House seat in Georgia. He'll serve out the rest of her term till the midterm elections. And a guilty plea expected today in the Gilgo Beach serial killer case in New York. Rich Uerman expected to switch to guilty from not guilty. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Tuesday, the Dodgers down the Blue Jays 4-1. Yoshinobu Yamamoto picking right up where he left off last fall as the World Series MVP, allowing just one run in 6-plus innings for the win. Manager Dave Roberts.
He got those guys in a swing mode kind of a situation where they didn't want to get into count. You saw they're aggressive, which helped the efficiency, and, you know, he threw the baseball really well.
Shohei Ohtani had a single and two walks, extending his on-base streak to a personal best 42 games. Elsewhere, the Reds rally past the Marlins 6-3 in 10 innings for their fifth win in a row. Giants blank the Phillies, Robbie Ray and the Raylettes with a four-hitter. Pirates pounded the Padres, Paul Skeens took a no-no into the sixth. Ahmed Rosario homered twice and drove in four to lead the Yankees past the A's. NBA final week of the regular season, the Thunder led wire-to-wire in a 123-87 romp over the Lakers. Six straight wins for OKC, one more will clinch home court throughout the playoffs. Celtics buzz the Hornets, Boston is one win from clinching the Atlantic Division title and the two seed in the East. In the West, the Timberwolves won while the Suns lost, so Phoenix will be in the play-in round while Minnesota gets a little extra rest. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It's coming up once again, the Italian Catholic Federation. They're having their big pasta feed, St. Rose, spaghetti, meatballs, some delicious bread, salad, dessert, and a beverage of your choice. It will take place Saturday, April 18th from 5 to 8. Takeout is a little bit earlier. And, of course, the proceeds from the dinner will be used towards scholarships for St. Rose Catholic School, local area high schools, and colleges. So if you'd like a couple of these tickets, and please make sure that you can use them. Don't like to see them go to waste. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have got the tickets. All right, here we are, moving right along.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right, what are we looking like? Well, today we're going to have plentiful of sunshine, so it reads. Highs in the mid-80s, some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s, and partly cloudy skies, upper 70s for your Thursday. Friday we'll have some more clouds rolling in, mid-60s, and maybe some showers Saturday. About a 50%, low 60s. And Sunday, we're at a 75% chance of showers, low 60s. And it'll sun up on Monday, mid-60s, low 70s Tuesday, and low to mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:40 a.m., 7:30 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, the right choice, KPRL. We have just about 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
hoot. The world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Yep, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals are out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home, home sweet home. All right, as I thought I saw one that, I guess I thought I didn't see what I didn't saw, something like that. All right, nothing to report. Chris, I got a doozy for you today.
A doozy? That's rare.
A doozy. Okay. This is right up your alley. Right up your alley.
You're okay.
Ready for this?
Ready.
What is the most expensive cell phone in the world?
This is not up my alley. I understand why you say it would be, but I... Ooh. It's asking for a model, I'm guessing?
Well, you know, maybe a model, but, you know, throw out the greenbacks. How much?
The greenbacks? I don't know what that is.
Greenbacks is money.
Oh, okay, okay.
Green.
So you want a price.
Yeah, what do you think the most expensive cell phone in the world costs?
$2,500. Chump change, huh?
Come on.
$50,000.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. That's...
How much can a phone cost?
Well, depends on how much money you have, right?
I guess so. It better have some wild features, though. Like, that thing had better do my taxes and my homework.
I don't know what this phone can do. However, it is called the Falcon Supernova iPhone.
Of course, it's an iPhone.
6 pink diamond.
Okay, so it's more about what it's made of.
It's priced at an estimated $48.5 million.
Fascinating.
It's made of 24 karat gold and features a massive pink diamond on the back, along with platinum coating.
You know, that's fair. See, I was going at this of the angle of what could it, like, how much could a normal phone cost? You know, what would I pay for features and technology that currently exist, not whether or not it's covered in gold and diamonds?
Okay, so how many more features? Well, all right. And it doesn't say here how many people have purchased this one. Now, if you can't afford this one, there is the Gresser Luxor Las Vegas jackpot. It's crafted with gold and something else, and that's only $1 million.
Only a million.
Only a million. So, you know, maybe that one will have some of the features. The Virtu, known for high... Oh, this is poor man's stuff here. This one has a price range of $7,000 to over $50,000. So that's, we're in the affordable range now.
Yep, the budget options.
Yes, the budget phones. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Atascadero, the good folks down there with Uncle Ed's Outfitters, just simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All right, here we go. Legitimate trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here we go. What is the most recognizable and valuable brand in the world? This is all in one. The most recognizable and valuable brand in the world. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Which one do you think it is? Okay. This is frequently ranked number one due to its universal recognition and high brand value.
All right, I'm done scribbling my answer.
All right. It's in the top five.
Oh.
It's in the top five.
Scribbling my answer.
Hi, good morning.
Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. No, Coke is in the top five, but it's not numero unos. Hi, good morning. Things go better with Coca-Cola. That's the only one in jingle I remember. So, yeah, no, Coke is highly recognized as one of the world's most widely known, I almost gave it away, intense global pop culture impact, Coca-Cola. Well, okay, so we're running out of time, so I'll give this here. Coca-Cola, again, it's not number one, but it's recognized as one of the most widely known non-tech brands in the world. Hint, hint, hint. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And the list here is, I'm giving you the recognizable brand, so it's going to be a yes. This should be easy, and you've heard of them, and you... Many of you use these things, a combination of them every single day. Every single day. We got to do this real quick. Hi, good morning.
Band-Aid.
What?
Band-Aid. Bandages.
No. Brand. Okay. We're done.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced that the 2026 burn season is closed. Residents are strongly encouraged to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as wastewater alternatives, Green Waste Recycling Center. After more than 20 years of serving on the Paso Robles City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at the end of last night's meeting he will not seek re-election. Hammond was appointed to serve as mayor, and his term will end in 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, Apple comes in at number one. Then we have, again, no particular order, Coca-Cola, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, Nike, Samsung, McDonald's, Visa, and Facebook. There you go. Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Hey, you can't beat their prices. They've got lots. Stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and a heck of a lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.